As the new school year begins, a new law takes effect in New York State this week, allowing school buses to be equipped with cameras that will provide evidence when a driver breaks the law by passing a stopped school bus that is either picking up or discharging students and has its lights flashing. David Christopher, Executive Director of the New York Association for Pupil Transportation, says under the law that begins September 5th, municipalities are responsible for the cost.
Next step for school districts, I would envision, would be to partner with their local municipalities, because it's actually the municipality that will drive this program. The municipality is responsible for the cost and the installation and those kinds of things. So what needs to be done is each board, the school boards, need to adopt a resolution that they want to get involved in this, and the local municipal board, town, county, whatever, would need to adopt a local law as well that they want to establish a stop arm program.
Certainly the cost will vary by the size of the bus fleet, but per bus, what will this cost, do you think?
I think it varies. I think most of the numbers I've heard are about $1,000 per bus to add a camera system. But it will vary depending on what vendor you use. There's several vendors out there. Some vendors actually offer a no-cost upfront program where they supply the equipment and the management of the program at no cost, and then they're paid through the fines that are levied through the process. So. And that's done in other states, so it's not a new program. But the cost would vary depending on what camera system you use.
And these systems would automatically start as the bus driver swings open the door?
I would believe that they are probably tied into the red light system, the red and yellow light crossing light system. So when that system's turned on, those cameras would be activated as well.
What do your drivers and your local transportation directors say about this problem? How widespread is it statewide?
The problem is just huge. We do surveys every year, and we've been doing that for about probably 5 to 8 years, somewhere in that ballpark, where we have some of our members report back to us how many passings they have. And we estimate there's approximately 50,000 passings per day in New York State. That's illegal passings of stopped school buses. The National Association of School Transportation Directors, that's the Association of the State Directors, just did a survey nationally, and they estimate 95,000 per day. So the numbers are really huge in terms of, you know, each one of those represents an opportunity for a student to be injured or killed. So it's a serious problem.
Is this problem more widespread in the cities, the suburbs, or the rural areas, or is it pretty much a mix?
Well, I think in the cities, obviously, you have more volume in the suburban areas, so you do probably see more of it. But our members report the problems coming from rural areas as well. You know, not to the degree, obviously, because there's not as much traffic, but it's all over. It's a function of distracted driving. Drivers are distracted today with cell phones and other issues that, you know, they're doing while they're driving, and we believe it's really a function of distracted driving.
And what is the penalty for a first conviction?
Under this stop arm camera law, the first incident would be a $250 fine, and then that raises to $275 and then $300.
David Christopher is the executive director of the New York Association for Pupil Transportation.